Greetings, everyone. Ordination is the process by which individuals are consecrated or set apart for service as clergy. At ordination, we are authorized to perform various religious rites and ceremonies. We're given permission to do so. In thinking about this today, I considered first the priesthood of all believers, right? And how we are set apart for service to the church and greater world. And I dug a little deeper and I considered the ways in which our individual lives have been elevated or can be elevated for service. So to what have you been elevated? Set apart for service for? To what have you been called? To what have you been ordained? Beyond my family and ministry in this season of life, I see my movement practice as something I, with intention, choose to ordain or set apart for service unto myself. For my wholeness and healing, which of course extends then to my family and community who absolutely benefit from the best version of me. A me who can remain calm and centered, a me who can with peace discern, a me who puts into practice words like commitment and discipline on a daily basis, beginning with how I'm caring for myself. Maybe that's a word for today, ordained, set apart. Can you view your practice, even this time where we gather together weekly, the caring for your physical body, your mind, your heart, your soul, this great gift from God as set apart? Can you faithfully set that time apart? And because of it, more faithfully engage the areas we're called to in service to the world beyond ourselves. So wherever you are, if you're able, just breathe with me. Just three deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the nose, as we let this word make its way in our practice, ordained or set apart. If you can, place your hands over your heart. Maybe lower your chin to your chest and go inside for that deeper awareness for just a moment, wherever you are. Can you step into this brief time of setting apart? Can you consider this time as sacramental, pointing you back to God? As you make space to receive the truth of your body as God's temple. Keep breathing. Can you set this time apart and lean into the right you've been given, the authority you've been given to care for yourself? Let the breath be your inspiration today. In just these few moments that we have together, let the breath be your inspiration. Each respiration, a reminder of the calling back to God and ourselves as we make space for what is needed, what is required. What is required if we're to thrive in our daily lives. So keep coming back to that breath. Let it be full, free, easy. Just breathe. How can you, how will you set this time apart in service to God, yourself, and the families and communities to whom you belong? Breathe. Just 60 seconds. You have been called into a greater service in this world. And to thrive in that space, we begin with God and ourselves. And we set that time apart to care for, to grow, to learn, to keep healthy and whole, to heal. We set that time apart. We ordain that time. May it be so. Amen.